That was some music from the world of dance, the Romeo and Juliet love theme by Tchaikovsky with the Vienna Philharmonic, keeping us warm and cozy today. Well, let's dive a little deeper into the world of dance with a very special event coming up soon called Winter Song Dances for a Sacred Season, beginning December 13th, running until the 15th at the Harborfront Center. I have the artistic director, Deborah Lundmark of the Canadian Contemporary Dance Theatre, with us on the line here. Good afternoon. Welcome, Deborah.
Oh, good afternoon to you, Daniel. It's so lovely to be able to talk to you.
Lovely to have you. Tell us all about the excitement happening, especially the significance of Winter Song in your annual programming. What are some of the themes or ideas you're exploring? Any standout dances you're particularly excited about?
Well, I want to just say that we started performing Winter Song in 1988.
Wow.
And the inspiration, I know. And the inspiration in the beginning was the winter solstice and the traditions from around the world that express
right.
our feelings about the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer. And basically, it's the fear that the sun might go out altogether.
Isn't it interesting we share that commonality? You know, everyone has a change of mood in some ways when that sun starts hiding sooner and sooner each evening. I'm also a victim of that.
Yes.
Very interesting to see this, however, expressed through choreography and music and dance. Walk us through some of the highlights.
So in our performances, we tell different stories. So we mm-hmm. have a repertory company that has five different choreographers that mm-hmm. that do the work. We have traditions like Noel Singwee. We have Colin Connor bringing his work called Against the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
And Against the Dark was inspired by a Chinese myth that mm-hmm. the 10 red ravens put the sun up into the sky, or for the Native Americans, a single raven placed mm-hmm. the sun in the sky. And Colin has a beautiful work that goes from total light to total darkness with the sun that goes into the sky. And then we have a new commission this year by a beautiful choreographer from Vancouver named Justin Rapoport.
Oh, I see that. A world premiere. That's starting off your show, Scintilla. Yeah, tell us about it.
I want to read you what he said about his work because it's so beautiful. Winter solstice, endless night. So easy to lose oneself in that darkness. But within such obscurity, the shimmering moon still rises to penetrate the void, the dormant beacon we all share within, waiting to be wakened.
Beautiful. Descriptive language.
I just love that. And piece actually ends with Beethoven's Moonlight Sonata.
Oh, wonderful. There's a favorite of ours. Yeah.
I know, a favorite of everyone's.
Absolutely. And capturing that timeless beauty of the night, the mystery behind it, and in this case, the psychology that goes on in people's minds. Wow. Around this time of year, of course.
We also am bringing back another beautiful work by mm-hmm. Hannah Keel, and it's the Sonata of Shadows. And the mm-hmm. music is so beautiful, Daniel. It is composed by Adam Campbell, and it's a very stunning and dramatic way to open our show this year.
Mm.
And that is Noel Singwee. The work is by Kirk Elliott. Kirk mm-hmm. Elliott arranged medieval carols for Noel Singwee, and it premiered with Kirk's band in the boxes of the Premier Dance Theater, now called the Fleck Dance Theater. And mm-hmm. we did all live music for Carol Anderson's work. And we bring that work back. It's like a staple in Winter Song. And I think that every dancer in the company has performed that
wow.
since they were 8 all the way up to when they're 20, basically.
A timeless classic now. Wow.
It really is, Daniel.
Yeah. Deborah, I'm just reflecting on some of Justin's words that you had so eloquently read to us. Just, you know, the penetrating that void, the dormant beacon. How do your dancers prepare physically and emotionally for such a diverse production?
Well, that's a really good question, because we work on this work for about 3 months.
Mm.
And these dancers basically embody each work and feel what the meaning of it is for them.
Mm-hmm.
And
right.
Then they send it out to the audience with such sincerity and emotion and basically mm-hmm. belief in this particular part of the season. And it is truly our favorite season. And it comes
yep.
out so honest. The work mm-hmm. is just an honest way to look at the season, and a different way to look at the season.
Well, with over 3 decades of experience, and this being the dance theater's hallmark event, how do you find it has evolved or changed, grown since its inception?
Well, I feel that the choreographers are looking at the solstice very differently. Like I said, some of them have traditions, but some mm-hmm. of them, like you and I and your viewer or your audience,
mm-hmm.
that we feel the solstice in different ways. And
mm.
the way that they use the light and the dark, every year the new choreographer looks at light and dark very differently mm. through dance and through contemporary dance, where we can express these feelings quite beautifully through their movement that these dancers put through. And I also feel, again, about the music and how the music really shapes what we do as dancers. And music is so important. And that's why I think that your listeners
yeah.
would absolutely love this performance.
Terrific. Thank you so much, Deborah, for sharing us some of the insider story, taking us a little bit backstage on what happens, how your dancers stay inspired, how they embody these contemporary movements. I wish you a wonderful series of shows ahead. Sounds like you have just a timeless production at this point that continues to grow each time. So good luck to you and your team. Wishing you a wonderful audience there. And to get tickets, check out the website ccdt.org. That's a shortcut for Canadian Contemporary Dance Theatre. That is ccdt.org. You can find out the full schedule details, get your tickets that way. Any closing thoughts, Deborah?
Yes, Daniel. First of all, thank you so much. I think that this performance is perfect for your radio audience, because it's for people who are looking for something different to watch and be inspired with in this holiday season.
Terrific. Wishing you timeless moments and beautiful music, dance experiences. It sounds like a special treat for anyone who will be in the audience.
Thank you so much.
Well, keep us posted on your success and good luck with these events.
Thank you.
Talk soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Let's hear a little bit of music from the world of theater. Here's the Arabian Dance with your Toronto Symphony Orchestra, and it is from the Nutcracker.